Welcome to Your Wish Fulfilled, where we go into the feeling state that you've already attained that which you desire, and also making practical upgrades in your life right now so that you can feel so much better and from that place manifest and attract to yourself the beautiful visions that you hold in your heart and in your mind. Today we're diving into part two of Space Clearing, Why Less is More when it comes to manifestation. We're talking about your space, your physical house where you live, and how the energy of the things around you, the physical stuff, the actual objects in your house, are affecting you emotionally, spiritually, mentally, and also are affecting what you manifest and what you attract. Now, if you listen to the other session, part one, where I was sharing about why less is more, and, you know, some of the tips on how to get started. I recently did this. I just got back from Hawaii. I was away for 2.5 months. So I was living in different places. Came back to my own house and I was like, all right, even though I did a space clearing before I left, it's time for another one, because I could just keep feeling like these shifts happening in myself, and I want to align my current reality, my physical life today, with the changes that I've made internally, because it opens up the space when we make an inner shift and then we align our physical reality, our physical world, with that inner shift, and we remove things that no longer serve us. Then we open the door, we open the space to receive all these new and better things that are wanting to come to us. But if our life is packed with too many old things, where is the new energy going to come? How can it fit? So before we dive into this, let's take a moment to come into the vision. What is it that you love to create, to manifest in your life? Just think of one thing that you'd love to bring forth. Imagine being in that situation or in that experience. Maybe it's a change in how you feel, change in your health, change in your environment, in your relationships, whatever it is, just bring that forth into your consciousness. And just assume the feeling of your wish fulfilled. Imagine that you have walked into this experience and you have become that. You are living in that right now. And notice what is different in your feelings and in your life. And just breathing into that wonderful good feeling, expanding it. And letting go, relaxing, letting go, and knowing that it is done, it is done. We can go deeper into these things. I've got a meditation, by the way, you can listen to for free. The Advanced Law of Attraction Meditation for Abundance. You can get it on Insight Timer, the app. Many, many people listen to that regularly. 40-day program, very powerful. So I wanted to dive into the good vibrations that come from shifting your space. So today is Tuesday when I'm recording this, and on Saturday I started doing a space clearing. I thought it would take a day. Of course it didn't, but I had to trick myself. If I thought it was going to take as long as it did, I wouldn't have started, because I'm so busy with other things. So I started getting rid of stuff. My aim was to remove 50% of all my stuff, because I've just got back from 2 months away with a couple of backpacks, you know, a couple of bags, suitcases, and it was fine. So why do I need all this stuff in my house? So I've got rid of nearly half. I wouldn't say I've got rid of half of everything. A lot of stuff's gone in the garage. I'm going to give a lot of it away to charity or sell some of it. I'll figure that out. But it's not in the house. And I feel so much better, so much better. It feels like being in an Airbnb. You know that feeling when if you've ever stayed in nice Airbnbs, you walk in the door and it's all spacious and minimal and there's not hardly any stuff there and it's just everything you need and nothing extra. It's a nice feeling. It feels like that here now. Very minimal, very clean. Much easier to maintain, much easier to manage, much more spacious. And there's a lot more to do. So what I've learned from this, and I hope you try this out yourself, is that part one is to remove the lowest quality things out of your house, which we talked about in the other audio. Because anything that is of low vibration, low quality, or has any negative associations, maybe someone gave you something and you don't have a good relationship with that person. Maybe you do have a good relationship, but it reminds you of a bad time. Maybe you bought something when you're going through a rough time and you still have that thing. There's so many things that we have, physical things, that are connected to something unpleasant in one way or another. And if you can, then just remove it and swap it out with something else later on if necessary. Because many things are just not relevant, they're not necessary, they're not connected to our life, our current life, or our future life. They're about our past self. And we don't want to be dragging our past self around with us. If we want to have a wonderful life, then we need to enjoy our life now and move into the beautiful, bright, wonderful, shining future. We don't want to be stuck in the bondage to past pain and trauma and negativity and memories. There's no need. So a lot of the physical items in our house have a connection to the past. So I've just removed half my stuff and I feel so much better. Because out of sight, out of mind, things that would pull me, even unconsciously, are not here anymore. It's hard to explain how powerful this is until you actually experience it for yourself. So let's say that you have done a space clearing and got rid of loads of things, which is a massive success. The next step is to put things back in an aligned way. Now, I'm not an expert in feng shui, right? But I am pretty good at it, and I've spent a lot of time, you know, getting things right. I have a background in fine art, design, interior design. I've got, you know, quite a lot of experience with colors and energies and all these different design-related things. And I'm also a spiritual teacher, so I kind of got this intuitive sense and also a background in design and art and. So I have this experience, which is useful, but feng shui, depending on how you want to pronounce it, is an ancient art that most people don't do properly. And depending on who you talk to, you're going to get conflicting ideas. A lot of people think it's all about buying funny little frogs and sticking them on your mantelpiece and having these weird little golden things and mirrors and That's what I would call superficial, just adding these gimmicks to a space. The real thing is understanding the energy flow of a house, the purpose of a house, and understanding the different elements of nature and how they interact with each other. Now, I'm going to share a few things with you about this, and I recommend a book which I've been reading and rereading. It's called Feng Shui That Makes Sense: Easy Ways to Create a Home That Feels as Good as It Looks by Kathleen McCandless. Great little book. And she kind of demystifies a lot of these things and makes it very practical, so you're not stuck in this system. And there are different areas of your house. You know, according to Feng Shui, there's the career, there's the knowledge and spirituality, there's the family area, the wealth, the fame, love, the creativity, travel, right? These different areas. And the health area, which is in the middle of the house. And I'm, of course, just sharing bird's eye view here. And there are the different elements. And if you read the book or read another book, a decent book, got to be a good book from someone who knows what they're talking about, and also understands Western culture and understands what it's like over here, because some of these things don't translate easily. So you have to find how is it going to work in your actual environment. And what you're going for is that each area of your house has a purpose. Like, what is the point of this room? What is the point of this area of the house? And it's aligned and optimized for that purpose, and is also connected to these different elements of nature. So, for example, the wealth and abundance area of my house is actually my office, which is quite coincidental and a good thing, right? Because I create all wealth from my office working in there. And so I can use these different principles to optimize the office, optimize the space, the colors, the energy for that purpose. One of the areas of my house that has been causing a lot of problems, and I didn't realize it till I did this recent round on the house, is the area of spirituality and personal growth. And that area was where our internet box is, you know, the Wi-Fi box. And we used to have loads of things stuffed away in the over there, like all this electronic equipment and random cables and all these things, and a fax machine, printer, and it was just packed, right? And we put it behind a screen and we didn't really like it, and it was actually causing problems in my relationship at the time, because the energy of work and technology was basically cluttering up and filling over the personal growth. So my partner and I both couldn't expand fully. We couldn't experience our higher potential. And we didn't know why it was. And of course, there's a few reasons, but it's very interesting. That particular area of the house, the work was sabotaging our relationship with each other and our relationship with ourselves. And so what I've done in this area is I have pulled everything out. And I've put a plant there, and I've put this basically a table, and inside of it is some books and some things that I'm working on. The things that I'm learning and growing and focused on are all there, and I go and get them and then I put them back there. So I've got this very clear place where the things that I'm focused on improving in my life, things that I'm focused on manifesting, they're in the right part of the house. They're really easy for me to see, and I'm going to go over there and use them and then put them back and charge them up on this area. And it just feels so good. It feels so clean, so clear. So I'm not going to get into any details of all these different areas of life because it's too complicated and it needs like a whole course. But what I'm going to encourage you to do is to get this book, if you're interested, and then bring your consciousness to every area of your life and make sure that things you want to manifest, you have an area of your house specifically for that, and you optimize that area in your house and you remove all the things that don't serve you. For example, let's say you're looking for peace in your career, right? So the career area of the life is about water, according to these systems. So you want to make sure that you have some sort of images of water, fountains, and these sort of things. It's good to have fountains. It's good to have these things anyway. It just allows you to bring that energy into your house. But if you have, for example, a crazy image of a very rocky sea, like I actually have one of these really old prints from Japan of the big wave. You might remember the big wave. There's a different artist who did something similar to that. And this, I like it because I like the big waves in Hawaii. I like really big waves. I like looking at them. But having massive, scary waves in the career area of the house, what's that going to mean symbolically? Yeah, it's going to mean crazy, rocky, dangerous waters. I don't want to be dealing with crazy, massive waves in my work. I want to have ease and grace. So I got rid of that picture. I thought, no, even though I like it, even though I find it beautiful to look at, I'm going to get rid of it. And I've swapped it out with a very, very peaceful image of water on the ocean. It's one of my own paintings, actually. So it has the water element, but it has a very nice, still, peaceful energy. I also had a fountain that was completely over the top, really massive fountain with loads of water gushing out all over the place, and it was really loud, and I just felt stressed out about it. So I swapped it out with a Buddha fountain, just bubbling away nicely in that area. Because it feels better, right, to have peace and ease and grace. So as you go through your house and you look at the things you have, just have a look at what they mean symbolically. Because you might find that you have images of things that are actually very disturbing when you think about them symbolically, like massive waves. There's an example in this book of this couple who moved into a new house that they inherited from the husband. And the wife said, I don't know what's happened to him since we moved into this house. He's become really annoyed and angry and he's always in a bad mood. So she went in to do a feng shui consultation. And she went into the bedroom and there was this massive, massive painting from his dad, from the husband's father, which was an abstract image depicting the Holocaust, right? He was a famous abstract artist. And it was huge, and it's the biggest wall in the house, and they sat right there, and he was in a bad mood ever since he moved in. Understandably, you've got this Holocaust picture from your dad. He had a complicated relationship with his dad. Now there's this massive, really disturbing picture right in front of his bed. So they got rid of the picture, gave it to a museum, Holocaust Museum, and felt so much better afterwards. And he became more relaxed and at peace. I actually had a client of mine who had a massive picture in their dining room from the husband's dad again, actually. And they never spent any time in there. And whenever they did, they had arguments. And I said, what are the pictures you have around in your house? And she said, yeah, I hate that picture. And everyone hated it. So they put it in the basement, swapped it out with a nice picture that was peaceful. And now everyone's getting on much better and wants to eat in the dining room. So we sometimes don't realize what we're looking at in our house. And we don't realize how it's affecting us. So if you're wanting to manifest more, then it's really worth taking the time. It might take a week or 2 weeks or a month, just gradually, to go through your house, learn about these different principles, and just make these adjustments. Is there anything symbolically that's disturbing? Is there anything that's a bit weird going on? Do you have any strange images or things connected to the past in some way that are negative or cluttered? Then you will feel so much better when you clear that up, get that cleaned up, cleared out, realigned. Ah, what a relief. What a relief. Because, as you know, manifestation is a lot about the feelings, and we are hugely affected by our environment, much more than we realize. So going through these practices, letting it go, freeing yourself, and then realigning your home and your stuff with the highest level things and the highest level organization of your things, with everything in the right place. It's going to allow you to think more clearly. It's going to allow you to feel more relaxed. I'll give you a little tip about feng shui is the entrance area. When you walk into your house, that makes a huge difference. If you clear it out, make it nice, put the right things there, then as soon as you enter your home, you feel better because you have aligned it. Even the entranceway right before you get in the house, the path to the house, walking up the steps, if you have steps, wherever it is, right? All of these things, having plants there, making it nice. Whenever we have random stuff or clutter or just random things or junk, it is pulling the energy away. So here is a wonderful opportunity for you to do a bit of study. Get that book if you're interested. And start noticing the differences in your life. It's absolutely, absolutely fascinating. Sending you so much love, wishing you every success in your wonderful journey. And keep learning, keep growing, keep refining. These things take time. Enjoy the process, learn from it, and then you can always upgrade it and change it as you like. Acha. Talk to you soon. Many blessings.